Halloween, though, man, everybody's doing Halloween, and there is no trademark infringement when it comes to Halloween parties. Let's start off with Saturday, October 25th. That is the Halloween Spooktacular. That's the one that's up at Seven Feathers, correct?
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
In the ballroom.
That's
the
right.
Conference hall.
Yeah, share your past Halloween costume photos for a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Halloween Spooktacular dance party and a $10,000 costume contest.
And it's more about the fun than anything.
Yeah.
So have fun.
So if you're going to dress up there, or you can do the Spooky Parrot House Halloween costume party. That is October 24th and Halloween night on the 31st at 8 p.m. You can come dressed in your best costume for their contest. Best couple costume, most scariest, most sexiest, 21 and over, food, cocktail available. Matter of fact, both those, 21 and over. And then that party over there at Parrot House is a $10 entry at the door. And then myself, I'm going to be doing the Halloween karaoke out at Workman. So there's a lot of places where you can go and hang out. But costumes, we talked about this. Sometimes you can't afford the big, cool costumes that everybody puts in like 6-7 months to
produce. Latest and the greatest.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I've had, I pulled up a list of some funny solo costumes that are kind of quick, a little easy. Like, for instance, a ceiling fan. You can be a ceiling fan. You wear a shirt that says, "Go Ceilings," and carry pom-poms.
And you're a fan of it. Okay.
Yeah,
oh, boy.
Sometimes that takes a little effort for people, and when they're drunk,
the
they
word
don't get
play.
It. They don't get it. Like Sputnik. Yeah. We talked about that.
Yeah.
Smarty pants. Gluing Smarty candies to your jeans.
Okay.
This one has been done before. I've seen it several times. Serial killer.
Yeah.
Cereal boxes, plastic knives, fake blood.
Good to go.
Yeah. Social butterfly, wings, and a t-shirt covered in social media logos.
Aha.
I don't know. Social media gets enough
Free plugs?
Buzz, yeah. I don't think we need to do that. If you're looking for groups or couple ideas, rock, paper, and scissors.
That could require some effort, though, if you want to look like a convincing rock.
Yeah, yeah. But you could do... you know, paper mache, that's not too difficult. It's messy, but it's not too difficult.
Sure.
You can go as the Price is Right contestants.
Now we're talking.
All right. That might be a
what's
cool
that
way.
One show with Wayne Brady where everyone has to dress up in costumes?
Oh, Let's Make a Deal.
Let's Make a Deal.
That could
dress
be...
up as a what? Let's Make a Deal contestant.
Yeah.
That's a Halloween costume.
I like that. You could go as Mario, Luigi, and Princess Peach.
Hmm.
Or, because it's National Taco Day, you could taco trio. You go soft shell, hard shell, and salsa.
Oh, there
salsa.
You go. Yeah.
You could go as a weather forecast, sun, clouds, lightning.
Kyle Bailey should pull that one off.
Uh-huh.
He could do it.
A couple more here. Chips on your shoulder. You got a chip on your shoulder. Sorry.
Just put some tortilla chips on your shoulder.
Bingo! Look at you.
Well, I'm thinking outside the box here, but yeah.
And you weren't drunk when you were, you know, looking.
Tortilla chips. I wouldn't survive very long at a drunk party.
It's just an empty bag now.
Yeah.
It's like I got my
snacks. I had a chip on my shoulder, but I'm all better now.
Tourist from hell. A loud shirt, camera, sunscreen on the nose, devil horns.
Oh, jeesh.
That's not bad.
Wow. I mean, that's inventive.
Or Travis Kelce or Taylor Swift. There's your pop culture right there.
Okie dokie.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce, getting talked about a lot.
Yeah.
Gotta love him. Yeah. He's had his 9 inches of fame. I mean, 9 minutes of fame. Oh, boy.
And this one might take a little work, especially, well, not work, but for people to figure it out. The Freudian slip. You wear a slip dress with paper tags labeled ID, ego, super ego.
It could be hard. That one requires...
That one's a little extra work, too.
It's a little extra thinking that I'm not prepared to do.
And then my favorite was God's Gift to Women, where you just put a box and make it look like a present. And it says,
you should repeat it.
Two women from God. And then look like as geeky as possible, which
would get you hooked
much.
Up.
All right. So there you go. Some little fun costumes on a pinch.